We're in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says, the Ramah continues, V'chein Uman Yisrael Asur Lasos L'Acherim. A Jewish professional artisan is not allowed to make clothing, fix clothing, etc. for other people. Bein Yisrael, Bein Akam. He can't make it for a Jew. Bein Bishar, Bein Bechinam. He can't do it whether it's for money or for free. However, the Ramah writes, V'nagu L'Hakal Bazeh, the minhag is to be lenient regarding this, and the Mishnah Berurah says it sounds like even for making it for a Jew, the minhag is L'Hakal, but it must be that he gave it to him before Rosh Chodesh, that's when it is going to be permissible. The Ramah adds, Avlam Yadum, of course, Shamalacha Shalena Yehudi Shari, if everyone knows that this malacha is being done for a non-Jew, then it's permissible, because the whole reason it's prohibited for the non-Jew is because of Mara Sayin, because people don't know, but if people know, as we said yesterday, then it's going to be permissible. So too, the minhag is to give items which need to be fixed to non-Jews during the 9 days, so that they'll be ready for use after the 9 days. It's better to limit this as much as possible, because this is just like all other masu matan that we said should be limited during the 9 days. So to this, giving something to a non-Jew to fix should also be limited if possible. Sivches. Nashe denehigi delo lemishti amra mida ayal av minhaga. There's a minhag that women have, which they don't do any weaving or making of clothing or anything like that, or even making the strings which will be put into the weaving of the clothing, the warp or the woof, that we... women have a minhag not to do so. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this is because just as the Evan Shasia was lost when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so too we don't do any sewing or weaving, etc. When it comes to women sewing or weaving for practice, so then if you're just making the strings just to practice the process of weaving, but you're not actually making clothing, so then the Bitzel Chachma says that that's going to be mutter as well for girls in camp. If that's one of the activities that they do of arts and crafts, it's going to prevent them from doing anything else, which they'd be wasting time or something like that. So then many poskim say that is going to be permissible as well. Siv Tes, Yeshna, the Ramah continues, in Siv Ches, V'nogin shel l'kadesh alavana arachar Tisha B'Av. The minhag is not to do Kiddush Levana until after Tisha B'Av. The reason stated earlier in the halachas of Kiddush Levana is because we are in an avelus, and it's not appropriate to perform Kiddush Levana when one is in avelus, so therefore during the 9 days we don't do Kiddush Levana. However, the Ramah writes that one should not do Kiddush Levana Motzai Tisha B'Av either, while the Mishnah Berurah brings the opinion of many Achronim who say that as long as you eat something beforehand, you can do it right after Tisha B'Av, that would be okay. The Vilna Gaon actually was of the opinion that one should do Kiddush Levana right after the third day after the Molad, even if it's during the 9 days, you shouldn't wait, because we don't push off a performance of a mitzvah. And Chazon Ish Moshe Zalman Orbach also did it earlier during the 9 days, and the Aruch HaShulchan said the reason is because there's going to be clouds or something like that, and you might end up not doing the mitzvah if you push it off, because you're limiting yourself the amount of time you have to do so. So therefore one should consult the posek on whether they should wait until after Tisha B'Av or not. Siv Tes, Yesh Nogin Shelo Lechol Basar V'Shel Lishtos Yayin B'Shabes Zo U'Mutar B'Chomas Shel Yayin. There are some who have the minhag not to eat any meat or drink wine during the Shavua Shechabal. V'Yesh Mosifim Rosh Chodesh Ad Tainis. Some start already for Rosh Chodesh not to have meat and wine. V'Yesh Mosifim Yad Zayin B'Tamas. And some have the minhag all 3 weeks not to have meat or wine. The Mishnah Berurah says our minhag is to do to withhold eating meat or drinking wine during the 9 days starting from Rosh Chodesh. However, you're allowed to eat meat or drink wine on Shabbos, and therefore, if someone accepts Shabbos early, even from Plag Mincha, Rav Yosef Raim says, you're allowed to eat meat or drink wine once you have been Mekabel Shabbos. And so too, if there are children who have a hard time staying awake for the late meal on Friday night, and they eat dinner an hour or two before Shabbos, Rav Moshe writes that you're allowed to give them meat as well in such a situation. What happens if you have a minhag to taste the food every week because of Tomei Chaim Zahu, so you want to taste the food for Shabbos every week before Shabbos, so could you have meat during that time when it's not Shabbos yet? So most poskim write that you are not allowed to do so. Some say if you really have a mitzvah every week to do so, then it will be okay, but the majority of poskim write that one should not do so. As well, even Malava Malka, one should not have meat for Malava Malka afterwards either, even if it's leftover from Shabbos. Even if you have a minute to eat meat every week for Malava Malka, you should not do so during the 9 days. Meat and wine should be limited to Shabbos alone.